walk into the Oyala Maze where his carve is there, if he knows in advance that there's another maze at the same time.
He got to him already. So he got to him already.
You go to the cemetery. You
got to the cemetery.
You walk against other graves.
What do you mean? Let's say if the Kohen, let's say like this, if the Kohen is going, let's say in the funeral home there's only his father is there.
Right.
So then walk into the Oyala Maze where his carve is there. If he knows in advance that there's another mate at the same time.
He got to him already. So he got to him already.
You go to the cemetery.
He got to the cemetery.
You walk past other graves.
What do you mean? Let's say if the Kohen, let's say like this, if the Kohen is going, let's say in the funeral home there's only his father is there.
Right.
So then he's zicher, he's permitted in his mukhif to go to the funeral. Then he goes in the hearse. Then he goes in the car with his mace.
Right.
Once he's holding on to his mace, so he's in the same oil, in the same car,
right.
Then he can remember Tommy, he's permitted to touch all the additional mace and he wants.
Right.
If first he's holding on to his mace, the Raman writes the page. Kozman is still holding on to his mace, that's not a problem. But the Raman says you have to bury the Koyanim's relatives at the edge of the cemetery. Because they're going to bury in the middle, fine, he can get in, but how's he going to get out? Kozman, he's in the car with the mace. So he has the mace, so the fact that he comes Tuchtal and Amis of other mason, that doesn't add on anything. But once they're going to bury his mace, what's he going to fly up in a helicopter? How's he going to get out?
Is he getting out of the cemetery after the burial?
Yeah, after the burial, he no longer has a hetzer to be metami. The Kohen is not allowed to go on the yard site to visit his father's kever, only Kohen HaKvura. So the minute they finish the kvura, so he has no hetzer to him at all. So where's he going to go? He's Tuchtal and Amis of all the mason there. So that's what the Rambam says, that when a Kohen...
How else does he get out?
Huh?
How
does he get out? So the Rambam says he's not allowed to take him in because he's going to get stuck. So that's why the Kraven of Karnam have to be buried at the edge of the cemetery.
What
and if not, then he shouldn't go.
What about a mace?
The Kohen should stay on the outside. He shouldn't go in. He's not allowed to go in. He's going to go in. He's going to be... When he goes in, it's all Heter Gomer. It's still after the Kvura. Then he's stuck. Then he's in violation of the Isis. So he's putting himself into a predicament. Because the Rambam writes he's not allowed to do that.
What about a mitzvah by Kohen Gadol? What is it, Tchuya or...
Also Machlekes Rashi and Tzitzis. Also Machlekes. There in Brachas, Dabcha. Also Machlekes Rashi and Tzitzis. With Tchuya Hutra. So the Rambam writes, what's the nafkemina halacha l'maisa? It's a simple reading of the Rambam in Hilchasa. What's the difference whether the heter of the Kohen to be metamei, to the Zayin Kroivim is the Pchina of Hutra or the Tchuya? So the Rambam writes, the nafkemina is this. It's very unclear why this should be, but that's what the Rambam writes. Am I, if I'm not a Kohen, let's say, if I would be a Kohen, would I be permitted to walk into the funeral home knowing that not only is the relative mace there, there's another mace there also? So the Rambam writes that it depends on this Shaila. If the nature of the Heter is that it's Hutra, the Heter Goma, so you can go in. If the nature of the Heter is the Chuyo, so it's only Decha for this, not Decha for that. Why should it be Tali Zeb Zeb? It's very unclear. What in the world does one have to do with the other? But that's why the Netziv has a comment in his Bir on the Shiltas. He says that they misread the Rambam. The Rambam never meant to say that it's Dukhuya versus Utra. He just meant to say that the heter of the Kohen to be metamei to the mace is only to his mace. There's no heter to be metamei to the mace. Kozman, he's holding on to his mace. If he's in the car with his mace, then there's no issue if they go by other kvarim because he's already holding on to it. He had a heter to hold on to his mace. And Kozman is in the Oyala mace. He can come in contact with additional mace. But melechatchila to go in knowing that there's another mace, there's no heter in the first place. So the Netziv claims that's what the Rama meant to say. He didn't mean to say that it's Dukhuya versus Hutra, because it really doesn't make any sense. But when you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam sounds like he is saying that.
Right.
That is Dukhuya versus Hutra.
You said you have to travel in the
if he wants to have a heter, if he wants to have a heter,
to go past
other kvarim toch dalaramis, a kever is metami midirabban and even toch dalaramis. So if they're going to drive him right near other mesim, there'll only be a heter if he's going to be in the hearse with the mace. But if he's not with his mace, he was in the funeral home before with his mace, and now he's no longer holding on. Now he has no heter to go be metami to another mace. Even if it's the same day, he has no heter to be metami to another mace. The Kozman is still holding on to his mace, so he's still in the yard with his mace. Then it's had the government to be metamic to additional mace.
Yeah, that's
the din. That's the din.
They actually do practically.
Yeah, it's the
I mean, the hearse just has the body in the back, you can drive one person.
Okay.
Cohen, let's say, has seven tickets.
No, they're holding on.
Okay, so they'll go in another car, but then there's no heter for them to come near any other car, then they have to, their car has
to
be careful.
But what about actually carrying in the Aron? So, I mean, so they get
after
out of the
hearse. After the hearse.
They get out of the hearse.
Okay.
They go to the caliph.
They can carry the mace to the caliph.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
As
so
long as they
go back. Yeah, but then if they're going to be in the middle of the cemetery, they had to have to till it when they got there, but then they're going to get stuck.
That's why they bury them on the outside.
So you have to bury them on the outside?
The second story of the Yanukia, the Bahak says it's for it. The Bahak says, surely I'll day ever come of him. What brings priceless to the Havimana, that the first Yanukia, as they say, Shalay and Leyimai, said the Nirith Leyit of Nam, the Nukum al Day Israel.
Yes.
What did the Havimana?
Has to be.
The Bahak never said so.
They figured it out logically because the Bahag holds that you're permitted to ask a Nokri to carry hot water in a Rishus HaRabim.
Fine, so the Nokri is doing...
You don't have to have a Shavuz the Shavuz.
Yeah, but even the Nokri is doing...
Right.
So
why does the Gemara say if they spill the water before the bris, ask the mother if she needs water, then have them cook water for the mother an extra. Ask the guy to cook water for the baby. What do you need the mother for? The mother does need. Ask a goy to cook water for the baby directly. So it must be that it's a Yisrael that's cooking the water. Must be a Yisrael.
Can you draw out the mother? The mother didn't say she needs water.
No, that's what he asked the mother. No, she has to tell the truth. If she doesn't need, so there's no heter.
So draw it.
No, it's not a harama. No, it's not a harama. He says if the mother really needs, so there's a heter to cook for the mother, so the male will be mutter to cook extra.
I'm here to the other one.
Amir al-Nachri, that's an important question. Is Amir al-Nachri only forbidden if you tell him the Farish or even if you hint? So the Rishonim point out that there are two prohibitions in Amir al-Nachri. There's one prohibition based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Dabar Dovo. So if I ask the Nachri, could you please turn on the light? I'm talking about doing a malachi. Even if I ask the guy on Shabbos, could you please come on Sunday to fix my automobile? I'm also over on Dabar Dovo. You're not allowed to talk about malachi. So to ask the Nachri to turn on a light on Shabbos is Dabar Dovo. What if I ask the guy on Erev Shabbos to turn on the light on Shabbos? So that's not Dabar Dovo. That's not Dabar Dovo. Or what if I tell the guy... I don't say anything. It's dark. I give him so many hints till he understands. So then there's no Isir Amir al-Nachri because of Dabar Dovo, but it's still an Isir. The Rishani say, Befer Shigmar, there's still an Isir Amir al-Nachri. You're not in violation of that. Same as if you ask the Goy on Erev Shabbos to turn on the lights on Shabbos. It's also an Isir. It won't be Dabar Dovo. It'll still be Amir al-Nachri. Why? Amir al-Nachri is another Isir of Shlichus. Either Exer or Shlichus. It's considered like Shlichus Shalom Kemoisan. If I have the Nachri do the Malacha for me, it's considered Midrabbanan. In Atari, you say, Ein Shalichus Zaraveren. It all things doesn't make any sense. But Midrabbanan, right, Ein Shalichus Anachri. But Midrabbanan, if I ask a Nachri to do the Malacha, it's Parechent as if I myself did the Malacha. So that's also even with Simanim, even with Pentamim, even with no Amir. If I ask him the Farish to please do the Malacha, then I'm over on both Yisraim. I'm over on Dabar Dovo, and I'm over also on Shalichus. Yeah. Unless I give such a remez dak that I didn't, there wasn't, even on Shabbos, if I don't have an often amira, so there's no Dabar Dovo, and I didn't really say Belosh and Sivui, I gave a krechts, I can't read my mail, I can't read the sefer, it's so dark here, I didn't really say Lahabo, I didn't imply anything Lahabo, I'm speaking Lashovar. I'm bemoaning my sad situation over here. So if I don't even imply a Loshen Tzivui Lahabur, so that's not, then there's no Shlich. Shlich is only haste. If I'm implying to him, I'm begging him and requesting of him that he should do something for me. An order. But if there's no Tzivui at all, there's no Mashmaz of a Tzivui, the Nachri Fashteit Alein, what he should do, so that's not, there's no violation at all then. But then there's still an Issa not to be Nena from Malachas HaGoy. A guy is a nice guy. He does on his own. He does in the
What if he cooks up water?
So he cooks water. Yeah. Let's say the guy cooks water.
It's
a cold. It's a freezing day.
What if he
That's right. That's right. Let's say the guy turns on the light. It's dark in the library. And the guy knows, the guy Sinead knows that I enjoy,
she wants to leave, so she turns on the light for herself,
but if she turns on the light for me, then terminate.
And she cooks water and there's a little bit left over, I'm allowed to drink that water. She cooks for herself.
She cooked for herself, Right, so the pashtus is that it should be mutter. So Rav Soloveitchik said over there, Rav Chaim held a new chashash, a new issa. That hot water may be an exception to the rule. Maybe mocha.
If the chambermaid before Shabbos that I wanted to leave the lights on, that would be a slicher.
She just not turn on.
No. She doesn't do anything.
Turn the lights on. To leave him on for Shabbos.
That's all right.
I left it on in there Shabbos. She asked her not to turn it off. That's okay. You're doing it. Yes, that she should turn it on. That you're not allowed to do. And even if the guy turned on the lights on her own on Shabbos, the guy knows that I want the light. She turns it on her own. There's also a thing. You're not allowed to be nana from Malachas Agoy, Zera, Shema, your master going to do it. That's why they made the Zera.
The spilling of the water, and if you need hot water, the bridge, that's really a hechshemis, right?
Right.
So come place like the Bahad, all the assume that you find a paragraph of Uzzah, the knife or the candle, if you tell a guy to do it,
If you ask a guy to do it, a lovely mutter.
According to Rabbi Lezer,
exactly, but we don't pass him like the Baha. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer holds that even in Yisrael they violate their rights. So we don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer. According to the Bahag, you just get a guy and do it. We don't pass him like the Bahag either. We pass him, it's only mutter if it's a shvuz the shvuz. If you ask a nachri to do a derabbana. But if you ask a nachri to do a nisa deraisa, then there's no hetman. That's how we pass it.
But the event, but the custom, you can't
sleep. What do you mean by the event?
Yeah, you can, if you ask them to do it, you can use the product of his doing, or can you outright tell him, go and do it? Because
it's
only
a shvuz. Yeah, you committed to ask him, yeah. Shvuz, the shvuz, and muta, lachatkhila. But Malcolm, it's, So that's just to complete it. So the Ran in there in Beit Tzadaf Yitzayin has this distinction. The Ran says he doesn't believe that the Rashbo is right, that the issue of Marbe Bishurim is only the Rabbanon. He had the two rice against the Gemara Chulin Daf Tes. Bava the Gemara Menachem there Daf Samach Beis. So he says no, it's not true. Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. If it's an Issa Deraisa, so how can it be Mutar on Yontif? So he says no, it's a difference. He says between Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh. The Ran claims Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is only the Chuya. Big Machloik is the Mechaber the Ramor, the different days in the Rush. So the Ran takes a stand. His opinion is Pikuach Nefesh on Kol HaTarakula. Even on Shabbos, he says, even on Shabbos, it's only Dechuya, it's not Hutra. So he says, since it's only Dechuya, because he tira hatayra Dechuya, that's only Dechuya for that shear that you need. More than that shear, there's no heter whatsoever. So Marbe Bishurim will be an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. But on Yontif, why was the basic shear mutter? Because of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh on Yontif is not that is Dechuya. Goharaya, the Ran says, that even if it's Efshel Asish name, even if he could have cooked everything with Bod Yom, he's still permitted to cook. Minatara for sure, he's still permitted to cook the food on Yom Tov, he says. So therefore, it must be that it's Hutra Hetagomer. So if the basic shear that you need for the Eichel Nefesh is Hetagomer, so Marbe Bishurim is Hetagomer.
If you have a choice between two or three, but let's say you have one branch, you only need two out of the three. And is that also a Shaila Marbe Bishurim?
Yeah, it's also Marbe
Bishurim. Let's say Behemish, but someone's a Chayli.
You have no choice.
So same thing.
You have no choice.
Marbe Bishurim, you have to check the whole Behemish.
Shech Dol Behemah that the Arsameach has that shayla. Let's say the doctor, the Arsameach has it's a little funny. He says, the doctor says he needs chicken. See, the Gemara says Shech and the Chayla. The Shabbos, we Shech the chicken. So does it make a difference if we Shech the fat chicken or skinny chicken? So he says, that's not an issue of Marbe Bishurim, because whether it's a fat chicken or a skinny chicken, it has only one neshama. And the issue is Natilas neshama. It's not called Marbe Bishurim. It's not that you have when you're cooking a fat chicken, skinny chicken, they're cooking more flesh, so you have more flesh that to cook. So that's an issue of Marbe Bishurim. But he says, in killing a giant animal or a skinny animal, is gezelda neshama. It's one natilus neshama, whether it's a big fat animal or a skinny little animal. That's what the Asameach writes.
But then the body is mortal because there is no shema yalva bishurim. Then the body could be
by shtita. By Shechita, the Gemara says, look, there's no chashash and the Yabba b'shvira. There's no way. The Bumser,
he did raw.
The Gemara Fulham says, he did raw.
Yeah, but killing is not enough. You have to cook it.
Remember Rav Soloveitchik, what he was talking about, that Rambam in, by the Koyin, and today said that the Koyin is Matami to design craving. So the Rambam sounds like he says, and it denies it. He says the Rambam never said it. But the Rambam sounds like he's saying that it's only Dechuya, not Hutra. And therefore, the Koyin is not permitted to go into the funeral home if there's another mace there simultaneously. So Rav Soloveitchik explained what prompted the Rambam to say that, that it's Dechuy and it's not Hutra. So he thought that it was the Rambam Lishitosa. He once gave a Yortzeit Shir on this. I think it's printed also. So he said that it's the Rambam Lishitosa. The Rambam has a machlokes with the Ravid and other Rishonim. When you say Lo Yitamo, that there's a mitzvah of the coin to the Mitamah to design Kraven, so the Rambam thinks that it's only by Kohanim Zechorim Hamuzhorim Alatumeh, all year long Kohanim, male Kohanim are forbidden to the Mitamah Lameisim. So if it's one of the Zayin Karevim, not only is he permitted to, he's obligated to. But let's say it's a Kohenes, or let's say it's a Levi, or you throw someone face, then he's in fulfillment of Lo Yitam. But if it's a Kohenes or it's a Levi, it's Lo Malav Lo Mer, if he's Mutamik. That's the Rambam Shita. So the Rav said that's why the Rambam was forced into understanding that it's Duchuyo, it's not Hutra. If it would have been Hutra, if the Torah said the Kohen is not allowed to be Mutamik, unless it's one of Zayin Kraven, then the whole din was never given. The whole din was never given. So he's not being Mechal Kedushas Kohanim.
Yeah.
So it should apply to even Kohanim. It should apply to Levim and Yisraelim. The Rambam understood the nature of the mitzvah of Lo Yitamo Chayva is to be Mechal Kedushas Kohanim. So that's why Lishitasa, the Rambam understood that it's the Getter Aheter is the Chuya as opposed to Hutra. But again, the Netziv thought that the Rambam had never even said that. The Rambam never said anything like that. Okay, maybe we'll start the next shtick ala Gemara. And daf ches on the base. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a braisa. When you write a shtar, we have kiddushin b'shtar, we have get gerish and his b'shtar, you call the karka b'shtar. Shtar accomplishes various different kinds of chalois. So every time you want to make a kinyan shtar, you have to describe what you're doing. Lamasha, let's say, I want to be mekadosh an isha. So I write Harev Mekudeshesli. What if I beat around the bush and I describe the result of what's going to be with the marriage, but I never say Harev Mekudeshes. I say, from now on you have to wear a shekel and you're going to have to go to mikveh. I keep on writing everything but. I said everything but Harev Mekudeshes. I didn't say what I want. So some Rishayim say befeir says that's no good. Ashtar, you have to say what? I write the house that I own, let's say, I don't own 24 Bennett, the house belongs to you. So instead of saying that, I write 24 Bennett, you now have the right to sell it and to burn it and you can do what you pay taxes. I say everything but the Iker Nekuda that I give you over ownership of the house. So Rupa Rishayim say in the beginning of Kiddushin, they say that you have to write the Lashon of the Shtakim. So here is a Shaila. A man wants to be Meshachar his Evet Knaini. Star is good to be Meshachar Evet Knaini. You learn an Exer Sheva, Lo La Meisha. Rashi says, it says, the cost of law safe increases by a get. And it says by Shivcha Harufa, last week said, a chupsha la nitan law. Everybody laughs at the Menchaz Chinuch. He always tells us, what's every mitzvah? What's the deal of a chatzi ever the chatz mechar? Does he have the gun? Does he not have the name? Where did he get this whole thing? The Gemara talks about chatzi. Where did he get it from? Shivcha Harufa. A parish in the Torah. Hofte lo nevdosa, she's b'duya v'ena b'duya. She's a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz v'askor. That's the original chatz yevet v'chatz v'chan, it's a shivcha charufa. So the Pasuk says, Ochufsha, hofte lo nevdosa means she wasn't nishtachara ayidei keser. Ochufsha lo nitan lo means she was not nishtachara b'shtar. I don't know, Ochufsha lo nitan lo means b'shtar, doesn't say. Hofte lo nevdosa means keser, that's what pidyon. Pidyon usually means ayidei keser. She wasn't nishtachara ayidei keser. Means b'shtar, because you're not a Gzera Lo La Meisha. So we know that you can be Meshachar and Evik Knaini or Shivcha Knaini is Ayidei Shtar. And we know you can transfer ownership of Karka Ayidei Shtar. So what if I write a Shtar, I want to give my Avin Evik Knaini. So whatever I give my Evik Knaini, call Mashikon Evik Konarabo. If other people give the Evik Knaini Mammon, it belongs to me. So if I give the Eved Kenani, it's like putting from my right hand to my left hand. The Eved Kenani is not going to acquire ownership of anything.
Due
to the others, when I give him a shtar shechuch, how does it get off the ground?
Otherwise, like it becomes putting, to him.
It's like putting my right hand to the left hand. So the Gemara says, "Gi to the other boy, Jehoi." When I give him the shtar shechuch, he breaks out. Then he doesn't go free. So what if I give my Eved Kenani a shtar that says, "Hare atzmecha nechosai knuyim lecha"? I free you, and I give you ownership of all of my karkos. Fine. Tana Rabbana, Eved Shehevi Gitoi. The Eved produces a shtar. We open up the shtar, and it says, "Hare Atmech and Achasa Knuim Lacha." Means, "Hareini Meshacher Roischa, but Hareini Maknol Hol Kol Karkos Sheyeshli." So that's the din. So it's good.
Does he have to say before the nechtav?
Oh. So the price. So Lacher is good. So he's kind of all the karka. And he goes free. So the Braisa says, not so fast. Atmei kona, nechasim loikona. What is it? Why nechasim loikona? Why? So that's what it means. Let's say it means b'fana nechtav. That's what it means. Let's say someone is away on a trip, a business trip, and I come to the Besden in Queens, and I produce a shtar that he gave me his factory, he gave me his home. I own his home, that's, and I want to move in.
You need aid for that.
I have a star. A star signed with Aiden. So if he would be here, if he says Mizuyev, so there was the Bezen will require of me that I should make a Kema star. He's not here. He's not here at the time of Mizuyev. So what do you do? So will Bezen let me move into his house and his factory? So the Bezen will not. The Bezen will say Tainina. Tainina Mizuyev. You don't let him just move in because he has a star. And Dini Momin is like that. When it comes to Dini, I have a star that says you owe me $100,000. So if you're here and you say Mizuyev, So Bezen will require of me that I should make a kimashta. If you're not here, Bezen will tainin mizuyev, and you'll be here, tainin mizuyev. The two exceptions to the rule that you don't say tainin mizuyev are by the get. Anisha comes, she says she got divorced in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, and she comes with the get. We don't have this because Anisha doesn't come with the get. Our practice is that after you finish doing the get, then the Sadra get rips up the get and he keeps it in his file. Bezen keeps it, and Anisha walks around with a ptur. A document that's signed by the members of the Bezin that they supervise. A shtar raya, they supervise the get. But Bizmana Gemara, the practice was the woman walks around with the get. So if the woman comes to New York and she wants to remarry, everybody knows this woman, she used to be married. She wants to remarry, so we say, but you're an Ashes. She says, no, here's the get. So Awi Khaishesh, if the husband would be here, he might Tainin Mizuyev. So we should say Tainin Mizuyev. So that's the first Mishnah that it's not so. That's not a problem. The Mashmas of the first Mishnah is that only if the Shliach Lahilocha brings the get, then you have to have a fun enough that I can say. But if the Isha has the get herself, then she doesn't have to say the fun enough is garnished. She has the get, she's not managed to say this is the get, and there's no Tainina. And the Gemara assumes that the same is true regarding Shechur Eved Kenani. The same is like Lola Meisha. On the level of the Rabbanan, though, we're not dealing with the Din Derais. On the level of the Rabbanan, the Eved Kenani has a Shtah Shechur, and he says, Hamamayon, the Odon is nowhere, the Odon is on vacation. Eved Kenani is buying a ticket, he's going to California, he's taken off. And we say, just a minute, you're an Eved Kenani. He says, no, pulls out a shtar, he's free. So if the Odin would be here, the Odin would say, just a minute, that's Mizuyev, I never gave you that shtar. So if the Odin would be here, he would make a tumult. But if the Odin is not here, the Bezen is not Mechuyev to chepe him. The Eved has a shtar, so sure, right? So the Eved goes free. That's what the Braisa means. If the Eved has a shtar that says, that means Hariyatom Meshuchar, right? Kol Nechasai Nesuim Lecho, Kol Karka Oisai. You can't be Makna Metalton with a shtar, can be Makna Karka. So it means Kol Karka Oisai Knuim Lecho B'Maton. So if you have Eidim who testify that it's authentic, that the Yodin really gave a shtar, the Eved goes free and he gets all the Karkos. But you don't have any Eidim. And the Yodin is not here, the Taina Mizuyev. So we don't know whether the Eved is pulling our leg, but it's really authentic. So B'negeya to the one half, Ask my kodim, and again to the shtar shichur, that's like the get isha. You don't say tainino.
Was it palginan?
It's not palginan. The Gemara is going to continue. This is not called palginan. We treat this like two shtars, because it has two lashonis. Atzmech unechosai.
The same shtar.
Same piece of paper. Same piece of paper, but it's considered like two shtars.
Why is he named
the same paper?
Because it's
no, we say the one part of the star that's Nechasai, that's Dini Mominis, and Dini Mominis is the Klal of Tainan. The Bezen Tain is Mizuyah on behalf of the Bala Momen, then maybe it's Mizuyah. But on the other part of the Shtar that's Atmeh, so there's no Din of Tainim.
That believe this, we believe that also.
No, we're going to, no. The Migu is going to be in the next Sugya, if it only has one Lashon. Kol Nechasai Knuim Luchav Maton. But if it says Atmeh and Nechasai, it's two different Shtaris Alpi Din. So on the Shtar Shichur, he goes free and there's no Tainim on there. Just like by the Getisha, there's no Tainim. The Bezen doesn't Tainim Mizuyah when the Baal is not around, so the same by the Eved Kenani, but they will tain a mezuyef. We will say taininon. Taininon is a din in shtari mamim. Psach picha lehilen. Psach picha lehilen is a din in dinim mamim. We have a din Torah, and the Baal din is not here. The Baal din doesn't know what to taina. He's a cherishay to be cotton. He's a yerish. He's a lekech. He doesn't know what to say. So the Gemara in Bava Basra says taininon. The Bezin advances a taina. So when it comes to git aget or a shtar shichur, that's basically a shtar of isa v'heter. Yeah. So there's no tainin in the area of isa v'heter. So when it gets and then a chosim, that's a shtar moment. So there
but
you do say tainin.
But on this shtar, the edim.
Yeah.
If the edim, why don't we believe in from the chosim?
You would believe, but if the Adam would be here and he would tie a mezuzah,
even with the Adam on the staff,
no,
that's what I'm asking.
You just have a document which has
signatures. Yes.
So if the Adam would be here, he said that it's
mezuzah.
You need a kiyum. Okay. If you would have a kiyum, that he gets everything. The Adam wins everything. We're talking if you don't have a kiyum. Then it says atzmat kona and achasim lekona. That's the hakdama.
I thought the test was only time for the assignment.
For Yisaimen, or for Lakuches, or for Chereshet, because whenever the Baldin is a lav bar taina, whenever he doesn't know what's going on, or if he's not here, the Baldin is not here, the Yodon is not here. We're talking Shalei Befonon. The Balabas is not here. But Bezin would advance a taina on his behalf. We'll leave that in next week. We'll have to continue. Last week we left off in the middle of the Tosfos on Ches Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Amud, Af Al Gav. Tosfos quoted. Last week we left off in the middle of the Tosfos on Ches Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Amud, Af Al Gav. Tosfos quoted a Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Samaches, when the Gemara has like this. There are two stories, one after the other, about Hahu Yinuka.
Okay.
Once upon a time, twice upon a time, it happened to two different cases. There was a baby boy who was born on Shabbos, and the meal of his manna was scheduled to be next Shabbos. And they had to have this mana gemara. It was a sakana for the baby to perform a bris milah unless they would bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris milah. So if you already performed the bris milah and then you don't have any hot water, so the gemara says just mamish sakana nefashis. So if you can't get a goy to heat up water, so you heat it up yourself. This mana gemara was mamish sakana nefashis. In Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber who lived in the 1500s in Eretz Yisrael, Tzfas already writes that Nishtana Atzvoim and Nishman is not a sakana. Even though the Gemara says it is a sakana, and you're permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos to heat up water if you don't have, the Mechaber writes that Nishman is a Nishkin sakana. That's why it's a Pella. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, he quotes like this from other Gedolim. He says, whatever, state in the Gemara that it's a sakana, that's always a sakana, the Dairi Dairi. Even if we say that today it's not a sakana. Whatever they say today is a sakana, even if in the Gemara doesn't say it, it's also a sakana. Everything is a suffix sakana. So the pashtus is that it's very difficult. And the Mechaber writes, not so. The Mechaber writes, Bizman, the Gemara says the Feirish, that after the bris milah surgery, if they don't bathe the baby with hot water, it's a suffix sakana for the baby. And if you don't have hot water, you're permitted to cook water yourself. You have to be Mechal Shabbos to cook water. And the Mechaber says the Bizman is that it's not so. That it's not considered a sakana. You don't have to bathe the baby. And even if you want to, if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to heat up water. The pashtus is, you have to bathe
before and after.
I don't know how many times they used to do. Because Mara Gemara, they said they used to bathe the baby with hot water before the bris milah, and bathe with the hot water after the bris milah. See, in the Gemara's times, if they already did the bris milah and the baby is considered b'sofik sakana, then even a Yisrael is permitted to, if necessary, Yisrael is permitted to heat up the water in order to bathe the baby to remove him from the sakana. But here, the both cases there in Erev and Adav Samacheres were hahu yinuka v'yishtapich chaminei, the hot water still before the bris milah. So if the hot water still before, so don't do the bris milah. Don't do the bris milah. The din is that milah bizman is deicha Shabbos is only the actual milah itself, but the machshiri milah, let's say the mother forgot to bring the knife. So if the baby's over here in one house and the knife is in a different house, so if you're going to carry the baby there, carry the knife is going to be a chil Shabbos, so we pass that you don't carry anything. You just postpone the bris milah. Reb Leizer in the Perek, Reb Leizer the milah, the first Misha Reb Leizer the milah says, you're permitted to chop down wood, to melt the metal, to manufacture a knife in order to do a bris milah. All the and if you have to carry the knife and carry the baby is okay. Even machshirei milah, hachonis. The machshir means the hachonis that have to be done in advance, so the ma'is ha-milah are also derech ha-shabbos. But we don't pass like Reb Leizer, we pass like Reb Akiva. He was a Talmud of Ablazer, so we pass like Reb Akiva that the machshirei milah are not the derech ha-shabbos. So heating up the hot water to prepare the baby in advance for the bris milah, that's also a machshirei milah. So you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos outright. to do that. However, the Gemara says, you're permitted to ask a goy to carry the hot water from another home, even though a Jew is not allowed to carry it. So Tosis had two pshatim in that Gemara. So Tosis gives in the Gemara was that it's a karmelis. To carry from the other home, one Jew has hot water. Goy, someone has hot water somewhere else. And the issa to carry the hot water from where it is to here is only on issa de rabbanon. So if you ask a goy to carry in a karmelis, that's called the shuz de shuz. So shuz de shuz, b'mak and bris milah, is mutter. Doesn't necessarily follow that a shuz de shuz is mutter b'makam mitzvah, any mitzvah. So that's a tesis is mesupik. Tesis is mesupik. Maybe mitzvah's milah is special because milah is decha shabbos. Milah itself is decha shabbos. So maybe even though the machshiri milah are not decha shabbos, but maybe machshiri milah, so shuz de shuz is mutter. Milah bismana, Mila bismana said the Mila is Decha Shabbos. And the Machshiri Mila, not Decha Shabbos, but at least the Machshiri Mila can be Decha if you have a Shavuz and Shavuz. And Halacha Lamaisa, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that the Shavuz and Shavuz is Mutta by every mitzvah. There's two opinions, and we pass on it's Mutta not only by Mila, it's Mutta by every mitzvah. That's all based on the Girsa that Tosfos had in the Gemara in Erevin, that we're permitted to ask the Nochri to carry the hot water from another house to the house where the Bris Mila is going to take place. If it's only through a karmelis, they ask the goy to carry in Rishus HaRabim, it's not permissible. It's not permissible. Even though Mila Nachri is only the Rabbanah, so do the Bris Mila on Sunday, don't do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. But if it's only a karmelis, well, you have to carry, so it's only a Shavuz de Shavuz. Mila Nachri is only the Rabbanah, and to carry in a karmelis is only the Rabbanah.
So if I can't carry the baby too, or the knife from the morning, from one house to another one?
Mean if you ask a goy, right? The same thing. If you ask a goy to carry the baby or the knife, it'll also be mutter. Same thing. So that's what we learned last week. That's how we pass on halacha lemaisa. That's how we pass on halacha lemaisa. You're only permitted to ask the goy to carry the hot water to bathe the baby before, if it's a karmelis, if it's a shus harabna. But then Tosfos quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos that had a different gears in the Gemara. He permitted to ask the goy to carry the hot water in the Rishus HaRabim. Miu Baal Halachas Gedolos Mashma Afilu Yisura Derais Shoray Aydei Obi Kechom Letzarach Milo Shepiresh. The Bahag writes on that Gemara in Erevin, the Laisu let them carry Mitoch Beisa Derech Rishus HaRabim. Amir the Nochri and the Daraisa is Mutter b'makam Milo. Amir the Nochri and the Daraisa, not a Shuz de Shuz. So Tosfos wants to know if so, if Amir the Nochri is Mutter, even by Nisa Daraisa, said, we have to figure out Pshat in the other Gemara. What was the other story? You're both on the same dot. The other story was, also, Ahu Yenuke Baita de Ishtapich Hamime. They had the hot water prepared in advance, and all the hot water stopped. So they want to know. Okay, you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos to prepare hot water in advance of the milah. That's only machshirei milah. That's not the actual milah itself. Machshirei milah. So they're not allowed to cook water. So Rava said, ask the mother. At the beginning of the Tosfos, they quote that. Beginning of the Tosfos, we're learning chesam and base. The Tosfos af al gav. In the beginning, the fourth line, they quote Erev and Dav Samaches, in parentheses, it says Erev and Dav Samaches. So right after that parentheses, they quote the story. Hahu Yenuke, there was a baby boy, the Ishtapich HaMimei, that the hot water that was prepared in advance of the Mila spilled out, it was Nishpach. Also, Lekame de Rava, they asked the Shaila of Rava, what do we do? Amar Lahu, so Rava get paskent azay. L'shailu le'imei, ask the mother if she feels that she really needs to bathe. Does she need hot water to drink?
She needs.
Or does she need hot water to wash herself off? Either to drink or to wash herself off. So if she feels that she really needs hot water, eat tzricha. If she feels that it's absolutely necessary, then sit for a lot of cook the hot water for the mother, because the mother is a hachela. Cook a little more. So add on a little more. To cook water for the bris milah, you're not allowed to. But to be marbe b'shurim, since you're cooking anyway, you have a hetter to cook water for the mother anyway, to put in a little extra water before you put the kettle on the fryer, and it's going to be marbe b'shurim. Oh, so Tosfos wants to know who's going to be cooking this water. What do you mean for the mother? A Jew or a goy? Who's going to cook the water? So Tosfos says that Rashi says over there, the second white line in Tosfos, Vayidei ovi kechove ma'iri hosam, ki depirisham b'kuntris, echem pirish abena hanam. You have to say pshat in the Gemara. What do you mean? A Jew is going to cook hot water for the mother? It can't be. What, the mother's a chayla mesuka? If the mother would be, Tosis continues to quote the Gemara, that a yoledes, a chayas yoledes, so there's a din of 3 days and 7 days and 30 days. So the first 3 days, whatever is necessary for her, even if she says, I'm totally healthy, we don't listen to her. If it's the first 3 days is Yom Kippur, so we say she has to eat, and she has to wash, and she has to have a hot drink, and whatever is necessary, whatever the doctor says is necessary, we don't listen to her that she doesn't want to. We insist that we have to take care of it. The next 4 days, at least Bizmana Gemar. Bizmana Zed could be that all of this is different because they take pills. Yeah. The next four days after the first 3 days, so the Gemara says, if she says, Tzvichani, I need a hot drink, I need this, I need that, then she has the status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon. The Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, if need be, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos even Idei Yisrael. And if she says, Ain't it Tzvichah Adoni, then Nish. So she's not a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon. What about after the first week is up, till the end of the first month? So the Gemara says, then she only has the status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, unless it's a real complication, and it's Mamash a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon. But if you don't see any special complications, just that she had a baby, like everybody else had a baby. So after the first week is up, even if she says tzrichani, she's only a chayla, she'im b'sakona. So Tosa says the ma'isa shahay was on Shabbos on the day of the bris. The day of the bris is the eighth day. So she's not going to be a chayla. After the 7 days are up, she's not going to be a chayla she'im b'sakona. So who's going to cook the water? But she's a chayla she'im b'sakona. A Jew is not permitted to cook the water. So obviously, a goy is going to cook the water. Amir al-Nachri is mutter for Chodesh Shem B'Sakonah. That's another Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara Taka says right before Rav Lezer, the last daf in Perek Mefanin. Perek Mefanin is the Perek immediately before Rav Lezer the Mila. So it says in the last Perek, the last daf in Mefanin starts Kuf Chav Tet. Rav Lezer the Mila starts on Kuf Lamed. So the daf preceding that says that whenever you have a person who's a Chodesh Shem B'Sakonah, you're permitted to ask al-Nachri to do even malachas deraiser. You can drive a car and light, put on the lights, and do everything that's necessary. A goy. You can ask a goy to do whatever is necessary. You don't have to have a shvuz. The shvuz, even to ask a nachri to do an issa deraisa, is also mutter b'makom chayla shem b'sakon. So Tesu says the pasha pshat in the Gemara, if it's already the eighth day, the Yom HaShmini, when you're going to do the bris milah, obviously the mother is not a chayla misukenis. Maximum is that if she says she needs a chayla she'im b'sakon. So you're going to ask a nachri to heat up the water. That's how Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hananel will say. So Tesu says later on, the Kaishi, you can figure out a possibility to say otherwise, that maybe the baby was born last Shabbos late in the day. Let's say now the Shkia is around 8 o'clock, the baby was born a quarter to 8,
well,
now the bris is going to be Shabbos in the morning, so still within the 7 days, because for the Yoledis purposes, you go Basa Meisle. Yeah, you go Basa Meisle. So Tesis says it's a Deichik to say like that, so it's hard to believe. So we mentioned last week that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, a machloikis, the mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, what the Taisis think was a deichik. The din is not true, or the metzias, to give an okimta. So the Bir Agra thinks that the din certainly is true, that the yoledis has the status of a choylish yesh basakana up until 7 days. 7 days may slay. That doesn't make sense to say when it comes Leil Shabbos. So it's already after the 7 days, the sakana is avek. Because it's the eighth day al pidin, alayla, ayom halach achar alayla. So the seventh day began. So it's already no more
sliding scale.
Yeah. So the Vilna Goyen thinks that the pshat and taisis says that it's a derechik. Does that sign on ukim the pshat? Huh? The mill say what?
Why?
More than half the babies are born later. No?
Yeah.
So the babies are born every hour of the day. Babies are born. So the bris is going to be 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of most of the babies, most of the cases would be born later in the day. Last Shabbos.
Today is until the ninth day starts. It's not the beginning. When do we count the eighth day? We don't count the moment the 7 days is over. The eighth day starts.
That's what
we talk about the eighth day.
How
can we make it simplified? We say until the ninth day starts.
Not the ninth day.
Until it starts. By the end of the night, the 24 hours of the eighth day until the last minute.
It's 24th hour of the seventh day. I mean, 24th hour of the seventh day, the beginning of the eighth day. That's right. When the full 24th hour of the seventh day is up. That's it? Okay, Maisla. So that's a machleg zacharin. What did Taisis not like in the pshat over here? Okay. So let's go again. We just established before that the Baal Halacha's Gedolus have the gears in the Gemara that Amira la Nachri to carry in the Rishus Rabim is mutter, not only to carry in a Carmel, it's to make it the Shuz Mamakamila. Amira la Nachri to carry in the Rishus Rabim, which is an Issa Daraisa, since it's only Amira la Nachri, is mutter in order to do the Bris Milo. So if the, according to the Bala Lachas Gedoilois, why can't we just ask a goy to cook up? Why do we have to ask the mother whether she feels, whether she doesn't feel well? And then since someone's going to cook the water, so cook extra water, ask the goy to put on a kettle of water to cook the hot water for the baby, to do the bris milah. If Amir and Anachri is mutter on an Issa Deraisa, in order to perform milah bizmana, so ask the goy to cook the water on Shabbos, in Farsik. So that's what leads Tosfos to believe that according to the Bala Lachas Gedoilois, this whole funny story in the Gemara, heat up the water for the mother. Ayid is cooking the water, not a goy. Ayid is cooking the water. How can Ayid cook the water? Because the mother needs water. So the answer is, it's within the seventh day. It's the eighth day on the calendar. On the Luach, it's the eighth day. Yom HaShmini LeMilo. It's the eighth day to perform Milo, but it's still within the seventh day. And if the mother says, Zrichani, so she's a Chayla Mesukah. So the Jew is permitted to cook water for the mother. So once he has a Heta Pikloch Nefesh to cook water for the mother, instead of filling it only halfway for the mother, fill the kettle all the way and use the extra water
for the baby.
That's how Tosfos is forced into saying pshat according to the Bala Lachas Gedolus. They don't like that pshat. They hold halacha lemaisa that the Bala Lachas Gedolus is wrong, that you're not permitted to ask a goy to do an Issa Deraisa. Only a shvuz de shvuz. It's not muta amir l'nafri to do a deraisa. Remarkam mitzvah smir. But according to the shita, they don't accept it. According to the shita of the Bala Lachas Gedolus, they're forced into saying such a wild pshat. So the question is, according to that pshat, how do you understand marbe b'shurim is taka mutter? When you have a heter, when you have a heter to cook a little bit of water because a chayla mesukan. Let's say I have a chayla and the doctor says he must, a chayla mesukan, the doctor says he has to have hot chicken soup. So let's say you can't get a goy to cook the chicken soup, so I'm going to cook it myself. So I can cook
more.
A whole pot of chicken soup, so we'll all enjoy the chicken soup. So the Gemara seems to say that you're not allowed to.
But Mara, for Mila, yeah, not for just stomachs or you, no. Because you want chicken soup. But Mila is also, if you do it for the baby, because it's a Mila.
I mean, Mara, for sure, I'm allowed. It's also. But the Maka
Mitzvah.
Why should it be the Maka Mitzvah? You mean, if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. If to begin with, Mara, for sure, is only an Issa de Rabbanon, so you can say, well, since it's only Assam de Rabbanon, so the Maka Mitzvah goes. But if you're going to hold the Mara, for sure, is an Issa de Raisa, then how can you say B'maka Mitzvah is Mutter? So you want to say Ma'ariv Hashem is only Nisa de Rabbana. So Tosfos wants to prove that it can't be. That's a Machloikis. The Ran in Beitza, on Daf Yud Zayin, has a famous, someone mentioned this with the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says in Beitza that on Yontif, let's say have a small family, just the husband and the wife, and they have, the wife has, let's say, they have a 5-pound piece of flesh. They're not going to eat 5 pounds of flesh on Yontif, but it's one piece of flesh. So she wants to cook the flesh on Yontif in order that they should have what to eat. But she doesn't really need so much. She's going to cook the big piece. She's going to have for today and for Chalamoid and for after Yontif, she's going to have a lot. But so the Gemara says that is permissible. The Gemara says you can put in a big chunk. Huh?
No,
the Gemara doesn't say about visiting. Okay. That's a Nocha Gemara. Other things. That's other things. But the Gemara says it's Heta Gomer. She can fill up the whole pot from the top to the bottom, even though she doesn't really need so much on Yontif. So you see that Marbe Bishurim is Heta Gomer. To cook a whole pot on Yontif that you don't need any of it, that's a malachi. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif unless it's Echal Nefesh. But to cook a pot when you need a little bit of it, so you can even fill up the whole pot to the top. So you see that Marbe Bishurim is Mutter.
Maybe she wants the middle piece. I mean, there's no raya that she wants the Asiyan take. She wants a piece of
the middle.
She can't cut it up. It's different, the soup, it's a little different.
The Gemara has on water. The Gemara has on water, it's mutter. You can fill up a kettle full of water. All the water is the same. All the water is the same. The Gemara says mutter. So the Gemara says on Yontif that Marbi B'Shem is mutter. No Mokka Mitzvah, nothing. She's going to be Marbi B'Shem. She won't have to cook on the weekdays. So that's the Gemara in Beit Sadaf Yitzan. Marbi B'Shem is mutter. Then the Kash is, there's a Gemara in Menaches, Fakir. The Gemara Menaches, the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Perek Rabbi Shmuel Menaches is all about Minchas HaOmer. Hakrov is Minchas HaOmer on first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, and the Isur of Chodesh, Achidas Chodesh, and Ksiras Chodesh, before the Ksiras HaOmer. A Perek in the middle of Menaches. On the first daf in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara discusses Azaz Shaila. There's a Chaylep, a funny case. Imagine. imagine. A chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and the doctor says that his medicine is that he has to have two fruits that are on the tree. So you have no choice, there's no goyim, the Jew has to pluck off the two fruits. So you can either pluck off one fruit
one
separately
branch.
And one fruit separately and violate Ksira twice to get the two fruits.
Or
you can break off one branch that has three fruits on it. So here you're doing marbe b'malacha, here you're doing two ksiris, and here you're doing one ksira with marbe b'shurim. You're going to have three peiris on the one branch. So the Gemara has a shaila, which is it preferable to do? Is it better to do ksira once with three shiurim, or is it better to do ksira twice with the shiur that you need for the pikuach nefesh? He didn't do any extra. So the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't bring any rise, no explanation. The Gemara just says it's preferable to do the one ketzira with the three fruits rather than to do the two separate ketzira. So you see from the, but you see from the Gemara that what if you have one branch has two fruits and one branch has three fruits? So there's no havamina that you break off the branch with the three fruits. You only need two. So you see before is that marbe b'shurim is aser. Why is it aser? If the Gemara says in Beitza that whenever you're doing one maisim avoche, and you can do it with either a little piece of flesh or a giant piece of flesh. The Gemara says, if you have a heter, eichal nefesh, for one pound of flesh, so the heter applies with all 5 pounds of flesh. The Gemara in Beitza says, Marbi Shimon is mutter. The Gemara in Menacha says, Lagabi Shabbat, that Marbi Shimon is osir. Oh, so the Ran has the two terutim on this kasha. So the Ran first quotes the Rashba. He says, the Rashba says that Marbi Bishurim is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Whenever you have a heter, eichel nefesh, pikuach nefesh, does make a difference. Whenever you have a heter to do a malacha with a small shear, so if you add on a little more, you might be sure it's only an Issa de Rabbanon to begin with. Minatar, it's really mutter. And this Issa de Rabbanon, they were only machmer on Shabbos, they were never machmer on Yontif. And if you say it like that, they were only machmer on Shabbos, they were never machmer on Yontif, so it's only an Issa de Rabbanon to begin with on Shabbos. So then you can say, b'mokam mitzvah smilo, so they were mekel, that's how they ran out done. B'mokam mitzvah smilo, they were mekel, no Issa de Rabbanon. That's the Shita Sarajbo. The Ran doesn't like the Rajbo, because Tosis proves over here that it can't be. Tosis has, there are two rayas against the Rajbo. The Rajbo wants to say that marbe b'shurim is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Ran and the Balei HaTos have two rais. One rai is from the Gemara in Chulin. The Tosis quotes at the end of the Tosis. See where it says Chulin Daf Tezvav Hamabes. 5 lines on the end of the Tosis. Hamavash Lachayla B'Shabes. Let's say there was a Chayla She'esh B'Sakana. The doctor says that he eats a hot chicken soup. So we warm up. He can't get a goy to cook it. So we warm up the chicken soup asa. So the Chayla only needs a little bit of soup, and then we have leftover. Are we permitted to drink? And I'd enjoy a little hot soup also on Shabbos afternoon. We don't have any hot soup. Am I permitted to drink the leftover hot soup? Hamavashal l'chayla b'shabes. So the Gemara says, also libori. A healthy person is forbidden to drink the leftover soup. Why? It's a gzeira shema yarbe b'shvila. It's a gzeira that you may melechatchila cook extra in order that the healthy people in the family should also have hot soup on Shabbos. A Jew is good.
Yeah.
A Jew cooked for a chayla mesukah. A Jew cooked for a chayla mesukah. The doctor said he needs a bowl of soup. So we measured approximately a bowl of soup. And the chayla doesn't want to drink. The chayla only drinks a half a bowl. So he leaves over. So I want to know, can I drink the leftover soup? The chayla doesn't want anymore. He doesn't want to drink anymore.
So the Gemara says,
a healthy people are not allowed to drink the leftover soup. Agzeira shema yarbe b'shurim. People will know that they're allowed to drink the leftover, so they may be lechatchila fake. They may put in extra soup for lechatchila, so there'll always be a little. So it's agzeira midrabbana. So the shayla is it agzeira l'agzeira? You're not allowed to make exer. You only make exer if you're afraid someone's going to violate an Issa Deraisa. If you're afraid someone's going to violate an Issa Derabbanon, so you're not allowed to make exer. So from the Gemara, what appears there, right? The Marbe B'Shurim is Deraisa. That's the Pashto Shabbos. Marbe B'Shurim is Deraisa. On Shabbos. So l'chor, that's against the Rashba. Then the Tzveita Raya is, the Ran has the second Raya is, from that Gemara Menachas Gufa. The Gemara had a suffix. Is it preferable to pluck off the two fruits separately, to do one ksira on this fruit, one ksira on that fruit, or is it preferable to break off one branch that has three fruits on it? Marbe b'shurim. So the Gemara came to the conclusion that it's better to break off the one branch with the three. So the Ran says, Gevald, what kind of a shayla is that? If this is an Issa deraisa, that's an Issa derabanan. To break off two branches, to break off, to pluck off two separate fruits, is two separate malachas. To break off one branch that has 100 fruits and you only need one, it's only an extra Issa derabanan.
He'll try to pick up the branch with the most fruits.
So it should be exerted, that's what...
Leaving out the exerted. Now the Gemara wanted to know, whenever you have to be Mechal Shabbos, V'chodesh Eishu V'sakoneh, so if there are different ways to be Mechal Shabbos, so the Klal is Machilim Osa HaKal HaKal Tchim. The Gemara has that in the end of Yuma. Let's say there's a Chela has to eat tray for food. If he, on Yom Kippur, he has to eat. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. A Safek Sakoneh is going to die. So you have kosher food and you have tray for food. So don't give him tray for food. If you eat kosher food, he's over on Yom Kippur. Whatever you're going to eat is going to be over on Yom Kippur. So you have to give him tray for food, it should be over on Yom Kippur and tray for it. Or let's say all the food is tray. There's no kosher for all the food. So some of the food is misa b'dei shamayim. Let's say it's chalev is koris. And then you have nevelas and isalav. So don't give him the chalev that it should be over on isa koris. Give him the nevelas, only isalav. The Gemara goes into details. Akala Katsu Gemara has a lot of details, a whole Omid Gemara. How you determine that? So let's say you can save the person's life. You have to be Mechal Shabbos somehow to save his life. You can either be Mechal Shabbos by doing a Melacha Deraisa, by doing a Melacha Derabbanan. So what's the Shaila? Melacha Derabbanan is much less than a Melacha Deraisa. So that's what the Rani asks. What was the Gemara Shaila in the first place? There, Menachis. He can pluck off two separate pears and do two Katsiris, or he can break off one branch, do one Katsira with Havim Arba Bishurim. If Marbe Bishurim is only an additional Avera Midirabbanan on the level of Deraisa, it's only one Avera. So what's the Shaila? Here two Averas, here there's one Avera. So how do you do that? So true, that was the Gemara's Maskana. That was the Pshitas. The Gemara had it. But what was the Havamina in the Gemara? He says. The Gemara doesn't explain what the issue is with it. Yeah, it's an A. The Gemara just says it's better to break off the one branch with the three. They should have known that in their sleep. What's the Shaila? He says, from the fact that the Gemara had a discussion of it, does not show explicitly that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. So if Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos, how are you Matirin on Yontif? If to begin with it's only an Issa Derabbanan, so on Yontif they were never Geizer, on Shabbos they were Geizer.
But it's still not more bigger Issa Deraisa than two Vikings.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara said. So then you can understand the Shaila. Yeah. The Gemara said, if you break off two, they're two Malachas. And if you break off three, so maybe it's three malachas. Maybe it's three malachas. It's three malachas, but it's only one ksira. So there's what to think about. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, it's better to break the one branch that has the three, even though it's more of an isa deraisa to break off three. But self kol self, you only did it with one mice and malacha, one ksira. So that's the lesser of the two evils. But we're going to say Ma'abe Bishum is only the Rabbanon, so there's no room for a sophic in the first place.
You said that if two people are eating, know what the sheer food is, even though they can get away with a little bit of food. The thing you just said before, that you can load up a pot even though it'll be left over for the next.
And Yontif.
If that's the case, why are we so careful if the person has to make karosas on the first day, just enough for the first day, not enough for the second day, because you can't make it for the first and second day. According to your karosas, you should be allowed to make enough karosas for the second day, so you can't shame you also.
That's a very good question. So the answer is what he said last week. What do you mean? Let's say I want to cook 5 pounds of flesh on the first day. Is it one piece of flesh, or are they 10 different pieces? So if they're 10 different pieces, and I have a pot over here. So let's say if the pot is already on the fire and it has the water, and I keep on putting in one piece and another piece. Every time I put in another piece, that's another malacha. That's not marbe b'shem. That's marbe b'malacha. With the whole maduber is the pot is not on the fire. So I fill everything in, then I take the pot and I put it on top of the fire, that's one ma'isa malacha. So that's number one. The only time the whole topic of marbe b'shem only means when I fill up the whole thing before I put it on the fire, and then I do one act of placing. If the pot with the water is on the fire, then every time I put in another piece of flesh, that's already. But then, the machzis ha-shekel on the bottom, Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes this halacha ma'isa. Machzis HaShekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham points out the following. Even if the pot is not on the fire, if I have 10 pieces of flesh, each piece of flesh is a half a pound, you're not allowed to put in one piece and another piece and another piece and then put it on the fire. That's taka. When you put it on the fire, it's only Marbe Bishurim, but every time you put another piece of flesh in, that's an Isur of Hachoneh. The whole Meduber is to have one piece of flesh, that's 5 pounds. One piece, the same act. I have one piece that's 5 pounds and one piece that's 1 pound. So do I have to be mahadis to take the 1 pound of flesh and cook it? Or can I take the 5 pounds? Can I say the same, it's going to be the same number of pa'ulos. Would I do the 1 pound or the 5 pounds?
The thing is, you can cook a 25-pound turkey, but you can't cook, say, 6 quarters of chicken.
Right. That's right.
Right, because every time I'm going to put another piece into the pot, that's an Issa Hachon. It's not an Issa Malacha. If the pot with the water is ready on top of the fire and I keep on putting another fertile in, another piece of flesh, that's another Maisa Bishul, that's another Malacha. But if the pot is not on the fire, it's only going to be Marbe Bishurim. When I put it on the fire, it's going to be all full. But it'll be an Issa Hachonah. When I do another act of putting in, it's not another malacha, but it's an Issa of Hachonah. Let's say if you're going to prepare charoset, you're going to grind something or something like that. If you're going to do twice as much as you need, you're going to be doing, not only going to be doing Hachonah, you're probably going to be doing extra malachas also. What do? You do tchina, you do lisha. So you're going to be doing more lisha than you would have otherwise done. That's going to be marbe b'malacha. That's not only marbe b'shurim. It's going to be marbe b'malacha. It's going to keep on turning and mixing and doing more lisha and more tchina. No, you're permitted to do. Tchina. Let's say what you need today.
For the day.
No, I'm not allowed to do tchina for the second day. Let's say I want to make on the first day, first night of Pesach, I want to make twice as much charoses as I need. So I'll have it today and tomorrow night. So you're not allowed to do extra malachas for today. That's not marbe b'shurim. That's marbe b'malacha. He's going to do tchina, and he's going to keep on doing more and more tchina.
So you're saying that if you know that for two people we need, say, 3 walnuts and 2 apples, and now they'll make 6 walnuts and say and 4 apples.
Yeah.
But if you have left over, let's say you're expecting 8 people to come from the state and only 3 people came, that which is left over, if you make it to the first, yeah,
sure.
Can't use on the second. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
You made it with a little bit.
Yeah. Let's say I expect guests to come on Yom Tov in the afternoon. I don't know how many guests are going to come. So I don't have to be mitzamtzem. I'll just bake 11 cookies. No. If I may have 6 guests, I want to bake 30 cookies. If I have leftover, I have leftover. You're not mechuyev to be mitzamtzem. If I know for sure I'm going to bake 70 cookies, I'm not going to have so many guests. So that you're not allowed to do. But whatever you think may be used, that's included in the Hetar Echal Nefesh. That's the Mohammed's, right? Like that in Beit. Whatever you think honestly may be used today, that's zikr included in the Hetar Echal Nefesh. The whole Meduber is, I know for sure it's not going to be used today. So if it's marbe b'shiurim, then it's mutar on Yom. So again, so this issue. What one?
Oil.
Oil. Oil is if I take the fire. I don't need anything on the first day Yom Tov. We already ate milchiks, whatever. We already finished eating. It's already late in the afternoon on Yom Tov, and I take 25 pounds of flesh, and I start cooking for the bar mitzvah, which is next week. So you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for chol. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's an Issa d'oraisa or an Issa d'rabbanan. The rabbi holds that that's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, because on the level of the rice, he say, Hoyil, since his guests would come, they would be able to eat everything up. So even though I don't expect any guests, I have the Feirish in mind, I'm cooking this with the bar mitzvah for next week, it doesn't matter. Minat Torah, the theoretical possibility of having it all eaten up on Yom Tov is enough to declare it as a Heter Echal Nefesh. And Rav Chisda disagrees, he says, no, in order to be called a Echal Nefesh, you have to have that in mind, the Feirish. The theoretical possibility is not enough to declare it as Echal Nefesh. So that's a machlokes in Yishayim, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass them? Do we pass them that Minat Torah it's mutter or it's also Minat Torah? But Midrabbanan for sure, at least it's also Midrabbanan. To cook on Yom Tov for Chol for sure is also Midrabbanan. That's where you're cooking everything for Chol. But here I'm cooking a big roast. Part of it is going to be eaten today, and the rest of it is the favorite, not going to be eaten today. So as long as part of it will be eaten today, I have a Heter Echal Nefesh. And then the rest is Heter Gomer because of Marbe B'shurim and his Mutter.
But it makes breakfast, it tastes better. It makes breakfast.
Right, that's Marbe bin Malacha. That's Mamish Marbe. He's doing more Lisha, he's doing more Afia, everyone he does another Malacha. Marbe bin Malacha is still Mutter because it's going to, each one is going to taste better. Each Chal is going to taste better. If you just put one Chal in, so the heat is spread out too much in the oven. If the oven is filled with more challah, so the heat is more concentrated, so each one is going to bake better. He's permitted to cook extra in order that the ones that he eats should taste better. That's another difference. So these are the two kashas that the Rishonim have against the Rashbo. How can the Rashbo claim The whole issue involved in Marbe Bishura is maximum only Nisa de Rabbanon. And on Yom Tov, they would never go Yisra on Shabbos. They were go Yisra, but for Mokka Mitzvah Smila, they would never go Yisra on Shabbos. How can he say that? How can he say that? That's what the Bahag has to say. The Bahag learned the Gemara in Shabbos, asked the mother, if she doesn't feel well, she's a Chayla Mesukenes, and have the Yisroel cook the hot water for the mother on Shabbos, and make a Marbe Bishurim Dreidel. So the Bahag learns Pshat, it's Marbe Bishurim like the Yisroel. Marbe Bishurim like the Yisroel. So the Tesh says, B'mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. How can it be Mutter B'mokka Mitzvah if you're dealing with an Yisra Deraisa? So obviously this is a Shita Sarashbo that Tesh is quoting. The Marbe Bishurim is only Nisa de Rabbanon and beyond the Flay Gazru, and although Bishab is Gazru, but B'mokka Mitzvah is Mila Le Gazru. Yeah, but this is only the Shita Sarashbo, all based on his Bahag. But the Ran holds that it can be. The Ran had these two rights. Shema Yarbe Bishviloi. And Rasha Lachayla Bishabbos also Lebar Gzeir Bishem Yarbe Bishvilo. So it'll be a Gzeir Le Gzeir if Marbe Bishvilo is only the Rabbah. So it's enough in the Gemara Chul and Dab Tezvav of all places. You would think you would learn Masecha Shabbos, you'll know all the Dinim. No. The Gemara Chul and Dab Tezvav that sheds light on the Gemara and Shabbos. The Marbe Bishurim is an Isa Derais. The other Rai is also not from Masecha Shabbos, from Menachis. From Masechas Menachis and the Samachs over there. Samach base. Asamar Gimel, whatever it is, that the Gemara says about plucking off the two olives from the two branches, or the one branch with the three olives. So the Ran says from the fact that the Gemara had a whole Havamina, the fact that there was a discussion, is enough in a Raya. The Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. Marbe Bishurim is only the Rabbanon. So what's the Shaila Avada? No question, Avada, you do the Issa Derabbanon. You don't do the Issa Deraisa. So you see the Ran Tanis, so you see Beferish the Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. So how come it's Mutar on Yom Tov? Marbe Bishurim, if you only have Heter for a small amount, you have a Heter Pikuach Nefesh for the small amount. So to do extra, to pluck off the branch that has extra, or to cook a whole pot full of, a whole kettle full, will be an Issa Deraisa. So how come you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov? Fill up the kettle full of water, and cook the whole thing. You know, Beferish, you only need one cup of tea. So what's the Heter to cook so much extra? So that's what the Ran suggests, that Teres. The Ran suggests maybe it's not a chilek between Shabbos versus Yom Tov. It's a chilek of Oichal Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. He says Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. This is a big controversy in the Rosh, in the end of Maseches Yuma. When you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, for Chodesh Eish B'Sakona, do you say that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos? Or do you say that it's Heter Gom, it's Hutro? It's Hutro. So that's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Maaseh, it seems to be machlokes the mechaber and Rama. But the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutro, or the chuya. So the Ran in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin claims that it's only the chuya. That's with the Pashup Shat and the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchas Shabbos. In the Rambam, every chapter begins with big letters. So the first letter in Perek Beis in Hilchas Shabbos is the chuya. In big letters says the chuya he has Shabbos b'makom pikuach nefesh. He says the chuya. Unless he said that he didn't mean it, he just means that it's a Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. It didn't mean to text in on Chuyah versus Hutra. But the Keset Mishnah understood, and that Rambam, that phrase in the Rambam, the Chuyah means the Chuyah. He means the Chuyah, not Hutra. The Keset Mishnah says, how did the Rambam know that it's the Chuyah? Maybe it's really Hutra. After all, the Rosh in the end of Yuma has the Machlekes HaRishonim. So the Keset Mishnah says, the Rambam got it from HaGemara, and he tells to HaGemara, we don't understand what it has to do. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma Davov. Quotes a machlokes amaroyim, and then the Gemara makes it into a machlokes atanoyim. What's the din when you have to bring a korban sibur and the kohanim atome, or the korban is tome? So the din is that tumah hutra b'tzibur. It's mutter to bring a korban shezmano kavua. You have to bring a korban. So even if the korban is tome, even if the koyin is tome, so you're permitted to be makrivit. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim and yuma davov amebeis. What's the nature of that heter? The tumah hutra b'tzibur. That's how we always say. Do you say that it's hutra? Hutra means absolutely heter gomer. Or do you say, no, it's only dechuya, means the koshe hitir heter. I'm hotnish kembrere, so that tzorech for hakrovis, hakorben sibur, is decha di yisitumi. But if it's efshela haduri atahurim, if you can get a koin tahor, or you can substitute it with a different kind, say, don't bring betume, bring it betahara. If you say it's heter gomer, you don't even have to try to avoid it. If you say that it's only dechuya, so it's only decha if it's efshela kaim shne, if you have no brere. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim, and the maskana we paskin, the tumah is not hutra b'tzibur. It's a misnomer. We say tumah is the chuya b'tzibur. It's only doicha. So the Keset Mishnah says it's just like we paskin over there, the chuya. So that's how the Rambam knew that pikuach nefesh is doicha shabbos, not hutra. There we say Tumah Hutra Betziva, we say Lab Dat Hutra, Shuri Zuhuya. No, but here it says what? Here it says. No, here it says Zuhuya. So you don't know whether the Huya or Hutra?
The Mishnah assumes
whenever you're allowed to violate an Isser because of a mitzvah, like you're allowed to bring Karbonas Betumah if it's a Korban Tzibur, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if there's a Pikuach Nefesh. So he learned that it's one universal Machlokes whether it's the Huya or Hutra. So whatever you're passing by the Karbonas Tzibur Betumah, that's how you're going to pass him by the Chilul Shabbos. Why do you have to put everything together?
Another question. But you said the Hutra on Kuya, on the endangering the child, the essence, the mitzvah is, this is the Kuya, because the primary, what is the primary? The Shabbos or the save the life, it takes the primary over the Shabbos. But the what's name, the Kriya Sev Korban, we're not sure whether the Kriya Sev Korban takes over Tumah. Because if we say Hutra, then you would say that the Kriya of the Korban is more important of the issue of Torah Tumah.
The din is that to bring the carbon, it is mutabetuma. The shail is, what's the nature of the heter, right?
But it's not the same thing as the Kiruach Nefesh, because that's
the difficulty with the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah puts it together. He says the machlokes and the Gemara by the carbon is betuma. We pass in the chuya. It's the same thing over here. So what's the tushdel? Why do you have to put it together? Why should it be the same? They're totally unrelated.
But even if it's super, you can do it through some other person who can find it. Sorry? You have to do that.
No, what do you
don't have to do? But if it's extra losses, the head there.
What's the difference whether it's Hutra or the Chuya? If it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. If it's the Chuya, like Esei Decha Loi Sesei. Esei Decha Loi Sesei is Zichet the Chuya. It's not Hutra. It's only the Chuya. So Reish Lokesh Azakal Kom, Omer Reish Lokesh Kom, Mokim Shatamot, Esei Veloi Sesei. And they're in conflict with each other. If you can fulfill the essay without violating the lois essay, you must do so. You can't just do the essay and forget about it. Don't ignore the violation. No. If there's a conflict and there's no way to fulfill a mitzvah unless you violate the aver, then the din is that essay is deicha lois essay is dechuya. So the Gemara boizais from that member of Reish Lakish that whenever there are two things and one is deicha the other, it's only deicha when it's eifshel lekayim shneim. But that's nafkamina, halacha lemaisa. Let's say there's a chayle who doesn't feel well and we have to be on Shabbos and we have to be metapel. But let's say the super is in the shul, I can use the super as an elach goy. I can have the goy drive him to the hospital and if we lose some time, there's the fella. It has to be taken care of. Should I ask the goy to drive the chayle to the shul and I'll go to the hospital and I'll go with him to make sure that it's taken care of? Or do you say no? What do you have to ask the goy? I'll drive myself. So Mechabes says, you drive yourself, what do you have to ask a goy? Hutra, het the gomer. And the Ramah says no. The Ramah says, whenever you can, we wouldn't trust the Nochri. That's the Kasha. If you hold that because Nefesh is Hutra, so how do you have a din of Akala Kalsila? How can you have, that's a good Kasha.
But that's the definition of Hutra.
No.
Right, that is the definition of Hutra, that you don't have to try to be Mahadev. So how can you say Hutra if the Gemara says Hakala Kal Tchila? It's the Hastira.
Hakala Kal Tchila is only by Tchuyin. It doesn't come in, it doesn't operate.
That's what he's asking. How can there be a Machlek? It's the Mechab and the Ramah, where the Chilul Shabbos for Chayla Mesukan. It's Hutra Tchuyo. If the Gemara said Beferish Agantis Sugi, Machila Mosa Hakala Kal Tchila. Unless they'll distinguish the Rosh in the end of Maseches Yuma, the end of Yuma. There only is Rosh on the end of Yuma. There is no Rosh. The first seven prokem in Yuma is all about the Karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash, so the Rosh doesn't talk about that. The last parak in Yuma is about our observance of Yom Kippur. So it talks there. Chayla has to eat on Yom Kippur. Chayla has to eat some tray for food. So machila mosa kala kal tchila. So the Rosh quotes there the Svara l'chalei, that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra, pikuach nefesh by treifus is the Chuyah. That's okay. Machila Masa Akala Kapchid is talking about traces. He has to eat Tevel versus Nevela. He has to eat Chele versus Shrotzen. So one is Kares, and one is Misvdei Shamayim, and one is Lav, and one is Deraisa, and one is Derabbanan. So Machila Mosa HaKala Kalkhila, Machila Mosa HaKala Kalkhila, that's by Macholos Asuris, that's only Zechuya. And the Mechaber Paskins that the Torah Nevesh on Shabbos is Utra, that's by Shabbos. Shabbos is Utra, and Macholos Asuris is Zechuya.
That's how
Sam Sefer writes in the children. Sam Sefer writes, and Kol HaTorah Kula for sure, because Pikuach Nefesh is only Dechuya. The Machlokes, but the Hutra Dechuya was only on Shabbos. For Shabbos has a separate Pasuk. Pikuach Nefesh Decha Shabbos has an additional Pasuk over and above the Din of Achai Bahem Elo Shiyom Ezbehem. So what do you need an extra Pasuk? So he says, that's what a group of Rishonim claim. The extra Pasuk is to tell you that it's even Hutra. The Mechaber Paskin, you don't have to ask a goy, you can drive yourself.
This is like a skiva to the Kesef Mishnah, where he wants Kabonis to Shabbos. Here you see there's a chilek.
You see, Bikuach Nefesh Gufe, sometimes Utra. How can the Kesef Mishnah put everything together? Avada, it's a pellet, it's a very schwer Kesef Mishnah.
But the trick is when it comes to the Salev, so even if it's a bit different, because even if you ever had this,
it's not mitzvah to live if you have a hetter. It's not.
No.
Probably is mitzvah. The nefesh leitama biyamav ki im l'sheir or korve. Except for this, that, and the other. That's one machlek. Machlek is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether he's mechuyif to be metame or not. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva, the metame also bal koch mechuyif to be. And still, there's a machlek within the psak of Rabbi Akiva that he's mechuyif to be metame lemes. But what's the nature of the heter of the koyin? Why is it muta? Not only is it muta, he's mechuyif. What's the nature of the heter tumah? Is it dechuyah or is it hutra? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Kivi Mukhiv to Mimitame, and still the Rambam sounds like he says Kimat explicitly in Hilchot Ovil, and the Rambam quotes all the prohibitions of the Kohanim not to be Mitame the Mason, and he says, but if it's Zayin Kareidim, it's muta. So the Rambam sounds like he says the Feirish that it's only dechuyah and it's not hutra. But this Machloek is Rashi and Tosis, it sounds like dechuyah not hutra. Get to what? Lamayin Afkamina. So the Rambam.